Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's show. Now, if you are on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Please click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And you can also follow the show through Facebook or Twitter, either way. But whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss this show if you don't want to. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Let's see. I have a message here. Let's see. I'm trying to get to it here. All right, so let's see. Today's word of the day, let's not get to that. Let's do this. Let me see. I'm having some problems this morning, and it's driving me up the wall. Today's weather is 74 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at an 83 as our high today. Partly cloudy skies, possible rain. And same thing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. We're looking at the high to mid 80s and the low in the low to mid 60s at night. So, possibility of rain every day this week. But who knows, you know, it may not be. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show. So, guys, today's word of the day is war story. War story. And war story is a noun, and the definition is a story of memorable personal experience, typically involving an element of danger, hardship, or adventure. That's a war story. People have said on occasion that I have a war story. And we talk about different things that happen, in our lives. And those are war stories. Okay, war stories, a story of a memorable personal experience, typically involving an element of danger, hardship, or adventure. Okay, so now let's get into today's, before I get into today's episode, let me say this. This weekend was a great weekend for not only Georgia Bulldog fans, but also the Atlanta Falcons fans. I mean, the Falcons pulled out a win this weekend in a hostile environment in New York. They beat the Giants. So the Falcons are 2-0 right now, a great win. And also, the Georgia Bulldogs are 2-0 right now with a great win on Saturday. I mean, we spanked South Carolina Gamecocks. I mean, they didn't have an answer for the Bulldogs this weekend. Now, I also wanted to say that I'm sorry to the Alabama Crimson Tide fans. You guys lost this weekend. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, rubbing salt in the wound because these Alabama fans are so obnoxious. And they actually think they're going to win every game. Now, they think they should win every game. And they think they're entitled to win every game. But you're not. And you saw that on Saturday. And then I saw also in the Alabama game where, I mean, there were still 5 minutes left in the game. And fans were just piling out of the stadium. Like, we've lost. No need to get back. And they did an onside kick. Got the kick, you know, recovered the kick, and then scored a touchdown. And the fans missed that because they left early. They are such sore losers that they won't even support their team till the end of the game. All right, and that's all I got to say about that. Today's episode is entitled, What Would Possess Two Teenagers to Kill Their Parents? And we're also going to talk about the 103-year-old woman and the who got kicked out of her own church. All right. So we'll I want to discuss the issues around teenagers and their thinking when they think of killing their parents. And you know, what actually would possess teenagers to kill their parents? I know it's happened before. But this set of teenagers, these two, well, one of them was 17, the other one was 22 years old. But they had been plotting for years to kill their parents. And this happened right here in Georgia, in North Atlanta, in Gwinnett County. And these kids were plotting to kill their parents. Who would do that? Now they're in jail now, and they're getting ready to face a judge and go to court or whatever. But because of the what's going to happen to them, and they could spend a long time in jail, their parents want to drop charges. But I don't believe that they're allowed to drop the charges. I believe these charges are mandated, you know, mandatory charges that they can't drop. So there's going to be a problem. Now, they want to drop the charges because they don't want to see their kids spend, the rest or the next half of their lives in jail or in prison. But, you know, they tried to kill you guys. And, I don't know what the motive was. I believe, and this is my opinion, but I believe the motive that they had was money. Okay, they wanted to kill their parents. They were gonna poison them, okay, and collect on the insurance money and live happily ever after. That's what I believe. Now they say that they were abused growing up, and they had been plotting this for years to kill their parents because of the abuse. Now, the investigators say that what they are claiming as being abused is not, it does not fit the bill of the kids who were abused by their parents. So it's something like, you know, you're lying to the police, and you're saying things that don't corroborate with what happened or with the evidence that they found. Okay, now the police found evidence, and then what you say doesn't match what the evidence says or what they think happened. Okay, so these kids are gonna go to jail, and I don't think the parents can do anything about it. You know, when I think about this, I think about my parents, or you know, a lot of you who know me know that I grew up in a single parent home. My dad wasn't there. He left when I was around 4 years old. And so I grew up with my mom, my brother, my older brother, my two older sisters. And then I had grandparents. My granddad and my grandma were heavy influences in my life. My dad wasn't. Okay. And what I say, because my dad wasn't there in my life, is that the things that my mom instilled in me, I would not think of harming my mom. And I wouldn't think of harming my dad either. You know, although I resented him for leaving us, but I still didn't want harm to him. You know, I didn't want to bring harm to him, or I didn't want anyone to harm him. That, you know, that wasn't my deal. I was just resentful because he wasn't there. So, but what would possess these two teenagers to kill their parents? And if it was abuse, or they saying it was abuse, then that would be a motive to kill, you know, someone if they are abusing you. But again, their story doesn't work out. It doesn't match for being abused by their parents. So the investigators don't believe their story. But they are in jail for a few charges of attempted murder and this and this and that. So, but the teenagers today are being given so much in life, think that everything should be given to them. They don't think that they should work for anything. Now, I believe that these teenagers also are trying to collect insurance money, you know, from their parents' death. That's what they wanted, insurance money from their parents' death, so that they could live, you know, happily ever after. But they didn't think that if you kill your mom and your dad, okay, say you got a, say each one of them had a $250,000 policy on. Okay, that's $500,000 that you'd have in, that you collect in life insurance. Okay, now 17 and 22 years old, you know, you got virtually 50 years to live, 50 more years to live. Now, you know, a $500,000 amongst two people for 50 years is not nearly enough money to live on. Okay, I guess you'd get some good money, but, you know, being 17 and 22 years old, you don't even know how to handle that kind of money. You know, you're going to squander it. So, I don't see the reasoning behind killing your parents. I mean, how does that go through your mind to kill your parents? Again, I believe that these kids are given too much these days. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Also, excuse me, when, you know, back in my time when I was growing up, again, we didn't think about killing our parents. You know, I thought more about I love my mom so much is that, you know, I actually thought sometimes that I hoped that sometimes that I would die before my mom died. And I, you know, that may sound crazy to you, but that's how much I love my mom. And for, you know, for her to pass on in 2005, of course, before I did, you know, that hurt me so bad, that cut me to the core so bad that, you know, every day past 10 years, I thought about her. And, you know, it just, it just hurt so bad. Even now, it still hurts for me to think that I'll never be able to talk to her again. And that's all that attributes to is the love that she had or the love that she instilled in me and in our and in her kids. And that's the same kind of love that I try to instill in my kids. And that's all you can do when your parents are loving parents to you. That's all you can do is that when you have kids, all you know is what you have been taught or what's been instilled in you. So if you have been instilled values and standards in you by your parents, then when you have kids, that's what you're going to instill in your kids, value standards, respect. That's what you're going to do to your kids. So let's see. I wanted to also, so if you want to comment on this topic, you can. I also wanted to give you guys a quote that I have. Let's see here. I'm gonna do this on a daily basis. I'm gonna do some quotes. It's gonna be some positive quotes, and I'm gonna do it every day. I'm gonna start instilling in my audience or in my people some very good stuff. Here's one. When we're motivated by goals that have deep meaning, by dreams that need completion, by pure love that needs expressing, truly live life. Let me say that again. When we are motivated by goals that we have deep meaning, by dreams that need completion, by pure love that needs expressing, then we truly live life. Raise your hopes and expectations high enough, and you shall touch wings with the divine. So, and there's another one here. This is the last one for the day. There is no failure except in no longer trying. All right. So, and that's very true, guys. That, you know, you can't. The only way you fail, because if you don't stop trying, then at some point you're gonna get it. Now, if you read the story about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders took his recipe to over 1,000 people. Okay, to over 1,000 people, and the 1,008th person is the one that that ended up investing in what he had, and now his Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise is worldwide, and that's the kind of tenacity that everyone needs. You know, it's not failure, unless you stop trying. He could have stopped at number 100. He could have stopped at number 25. He could have stopped at number 525 and said, this ain't going to work. But he never stopped. And he went all the way to 1,008 people before he got going. And look what it is now. So never give up, guys. Never, ever give up. Now, the second half, this next part of the show, I want to talk about the 103-year-old woman that was kicked out of her church in a small town in northeast Georgia called Elberton, Georgia. Elberton, Georgia is just a little bit north and northeast of Athens, where the University of Georgia campus is. And this 103-year-old woman had been a member of this church for 90 years. 90 years. Now, get it. 90 years. She's 103. So ever since she was 13 years old, she's been a member of this church. She's been going to this church faithfully. One other thing. Her family built this church. Her family started this church. So now, 90 years later, the pastor and the congregation that are there now wants to do things differently. And because she's not going along with it, they want to kick her out of the church. I mean, they had a police come in and take her out of the church. And then the following Sunday, they had police there to not let her and some of the other members who were there back into the church. And that's very sad. And I don't know what happened this past Sunday or yesterday, but people like that, I mean the pastor and the congregation who's there now, people like that will not prosper. Okay? They're not going to make it. All right? If this lady never comes back into this church and they try to keep going with this church, they're going to fail. And it's not because of this this lady doing anything to them or anything like that. It's the man upstairs. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next month. It may not happen next year. But it will happen. God will get word of that. He does have word of that. And he will take care of it in due time. Okay? But if you're gonna come in and try to take over something, I can see if they've been doing bad stuff, the books all messed up, and they've been stealing money from the church, this kind of stuff, things that aren't right. Okay, I can see you coming in trying to straighten that out and get things back on track. But if that's not the case, then, yes, you're going to fail. You're not going to make it. Okay? You're not going to make it. And it's simply because you come in with the wrong attitude, the wrong thinking, the wrong ideals for this church. Something that's been going on for 90 years, and you want to come in and change it. Like they say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. 818-301-583. 5834 is our number to the show. And, you know, again, I just, some things you can't believe. I can't believe that these kids want to kill their parents. And I can't believe that a church pastor and a congregation who's supposed to be Christian people want to kick a lady who's been in the church for 90 years and some people that have also been in the church for a long time want to kick them out of the church so that they can do things their way or change the way things have been done all this time. I mean, they want to change the name of the church. They want the denomination of the church. You know, all that kind of stuff is just... It's just not right. Okay? If you want to do that, go out and start your own church. Name it what you want to name it. Have it whatever denomination, whatever they call that, denomination that you want. Okay? Whatever you're Baptist, you know, what's I can't even think of some of the other stuff. But whatever you want to have, Episcopal or Catholic, whatever you want to do, go out, start your own church and do it yourself. Okay, if that's what you want to do. But don't go into someone who's already established, has a church that's already established, and go in there and cause havoc. Because if you do, that's the church of God, and he's watching, and it's going to be some trouble down the road. Okay? So, now, guys, this is not going to be the regular time. My regular time is for the next few weeks is going to be 9:30 a.m. It's going to be the show time at 9:30 a.m. And if you are on my show page online, please click on that icon that says follow this show so that you'll be able to get show notes on a daily basis, and the time will be in those show notes. All right? And those of you who are on my listener list for text, and those of you who are on my friends with the show on Facebook and on Twitter, you guys should be getting notes as well as for the new time of the show. I'm going to send those out in just a few minutes and let you guys know the new time of the show starting tomorrow. We're going to be 9:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm going to shut down for you guys, and I'm sorry about Friday. Friday, I was not on the show on Friday morning. I was dead tired on Friday, and that's just the truth out of my mouth. I was dead tired on Friday and wasn't able to do the show. But we'll be here tomorrow, 9:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I hope you guys have a tremendous, I mean a tremendous Monday, and take care of yourselves and have a great week. And we'll look for you tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Here with me.
the fool to hurt a beautiful woman, someone as lovely as you. See, no matter how much I say I love you, you go running back for all the love that I give and all the things that he likes. See, and girl, you know you're all that I hope for, and I wish that you could see, baby. Perpetrate.